WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to another episode of The Balanced Stoic. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, and today we're diving into something super crucial, prioritizing self-care in a world that seems determined to keep us running on empty. Ever feel like you're constantly juggling a million things, pushing yourself to the limit, and then wondering where all the you went? That's exactly what we're tackling today. We're going to explore some practical strategies for weaving self-care into your life, even when your schedule feels more like a whirlwind than a roadmap. Because let's be real, you can't pour from an empty cup, right? So, buckle up and get ready to unlock the secret weapon for a happier, healthier, and way more balanced you. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you prioritize self-care, no matter how jam-packed your life gets. First things first, we gotta redefine what self-care even means. It's not just bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. Self-care is about honoring your physical, mental, and emotional needs. Think of it as giving yourself the same level of care and attention you would give a loved one. You know that feeling when you see someone you care about stressed out? You want to offer them support, a listening ear, maybe even a good cup of coffee, right? Well, guess what? You deserve that same kind of TLC. Now, let's talk about boundaries, because they're your best friend in the self-care game. Ever feel like you're constantly saying yes to everything, even when you're already stretched thin? That's a recipe for burnout. Learning to say no, politely, of course, is crucial. It's about protecting your time and energy so you can prioritize what truly matters, both to yourself and the people who are important to you. Speaking of priorities, let's get real. Life throws curveballs. There will be days when you feel like you're drowning in a sea of to-dos. But even on those crazy days, try to carve out small pockets of time for self-care. Maybe it's a quick 10-minute meditation, a brisk walk outside, or simply taking a few deep breaths and focusing on your senses. These little moments can make a world of difference in your overall well-being. Remember that old saying, you can't pour from an empty cup? It's so true. Think of self-care as refilling that cup so you have the energy, focus, and resilience to handle whatever life throws your way. When you take care of yourself, you're not being selfish, you're being strategic. You're investing in your own well-being so you can show up as your best self in all areas of your life. Finally, let's talk about consistency. Self-care isn't a one-time event, it's an ongoing practice. Just like brushing your teeth or going for a run, it needs to be woven into your daily routine. Start small, experiment with different practices, and find what works best for you. The key is to make self-care a non-negotiable part of your life. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's Monday morning, your alarm goes off, and instead of hitting snooze, like we all tend to do, you wake up feeling energized and ready to tackle the day. You take a few minutes to stretch, sip on a cup of calming tea, and set your intentions for the day. Throughout the week, you prioritize short breaks to go for walks, listen to music that inspires you, or simply disconnect from technology and reconnect with yourself. See what I mean? It's not about grand gestures, it's about those small, consistent acts of self-love that make a huge difference over time. Now, let me recap the golden nuggets we've uncovered today. Redefining self-care is honoring your needs, setting healthy boundaries, prioritizing even small pockets of time for self-care, remembering you can't pour from an empty cup, and making it a consistent practice. Remember, you are worthy of care, attention, and love. Don't wait for the perfect moment to prioritize yourself. Start today. What's one small act of self-care you can incorporate into your routine right now? Share it with me on social media using hashtag TheBalancedStoic. And until next time, keep striving for that balanced, fulfilling life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.